I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra news. Well, on June 9, 2026, the Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors will hold a personnel and regular meeting at 501 East Locust Street in Lone Pine. Teleconference number will be available. Personnel committee meeting will be at 3:30 p.m. and the regular board meeting will be at 4:30 p.m. And for more information, go to sihd.org. MCWD Board of Directors is canceling the regular meeting occurring on the June board activity. The Mammoth Community Water District MCWD Consumer Confidence Report on Water Quality for calendar year 2025 is now available at the district office, or visit sierrawave.net for links to the water report. Inyo County is exploring opportunities for a community resilience center, offering community support during extreme temperatures or power outages. What's a community resilience center? It's a community resilience center is a place where people can stay safe and supported during emergencies with reliable power, resources, and supplies. It serves as a gathering space for the community, a cooling center during an extreme heat wave, a power source to charge electronic devices during a power outage, a shelter with food and resources during an emergency. Potential features include solar panels, heating, cooling, emergency food, water and supplies, refrigeration for medicine or formula, education and programming, free Wi-Fi, EV charging, and backup power. They'd like you to take their survey to win raffle prizes. They want to hear from you. What would make this space feel safe and comfortable for you and your family? Let them know what you and your family need at a community resilience center. Go to our website, sierrawave.net, to see the QR code. Prizes, raffle prizes include emergency efficiency gift baskets worth $40. Moving on now to a Protect Yourself from Fraud and Scam workshops by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. It's going to be Thursday, June 11th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Lone Pine Library, 210 North Washington Street in Lone Pine. Guest speaker will be Ku Lee, Director of Targeted Outreach. Topics will include most common fraud and scams targeting consumers, identity theft and how to protect yourself, how scammers are using AI in their schemes, where to report scams, and how to get help. The Mono County Department of Public Works Sustainable Outdoors and Recreation Division has partnered with Saracoso Community College to offer a new recreation internship program designed to create direct pathways into outdoor industry careers. This collaboration aims to cultivate a skilled local workforce capable of managing the abundant world-class public lands within Mono County's high-use recreation area. Saracoso's Community College recently launched two specialized educational programs, Sustainable Outdoor Recreation Leadership and Forestry, Climate, and Conservation. A central component of the SORL and FRCC curriculum is the work experience element. By collaborating with local outdoor recreation managers and support agencies, the internship program provides students with real-world industry experience, college credits, and networking opportunities for local employment. Well, let's talk about the incoming traffic impacts from Caltrans. Inyo County will have the Bishop Creek Utility Work, State Route 168 West from Reservoir Road to Big Trees Road near Aspendale. Utility crews will replace wires and poles Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience five-minute delays. Pearsonville guardrail repair on U.S. 395 near Five Mile Canyon Road. That northbound outside lane and shoulder will close while crews repair guardrail Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. In Mono County, Bridgeport utility work on U.S. 395 from Green Creek Road to Jack Sawyer Road. The shoulders in both directions will close while utility crews replace poles and wires. On Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., drivers may experience brief delays. Remember, these delays add up, and these are just the new incoming. There are ongoing impacts, and they can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, what's coming into the Bishop Twin Theater? Scary Movie 6, rated R, 1 hour and 35 minutes long, and Backrooms is being held over, rated R, 1 hour and 45 minutes. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.